Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Are you sure you're okay, Mum?
Yes, I told you I feel much better today. So get going or you'll be late.
Okay, but ring me if you feel dizzy.
I won't, I'll be fine. Oh, but before you go, tell me, will you be home for dinner tonight?
Yeah, but I'm seeing Petra and Alice for a drink first. Is that okay?
Yes, of course it is, darling. You do what you want. I'm sure they're dying to hear all about your holiday.
Right. Okay, I'll see you later, Mum. Bye.
Bye, darling. Have a good day.
Penny, I think we should stay well out of it.
Well, I don't. I think I'll have a word with Debbie, and why don't you talk to Michael?
And say what?
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Penny, we could make matters worse.
How? I don't see how we can make it worse.
Well, I could. By saying the wrong thing. Well, you know what I'm like.
That's true. So what can we do?
Nothing. Leave it to them to sort it out.
But they won't, will they, if they're not talking to one another?
Well, I'm not getting involved.
But he's your friend. Don't you want to help him?
Not with this, no. Penny, are you listening to me?
Yeah. But, Jim, I've just had an idea. So, Amy, how was your holiday?
Oh, it was great. I had a lovely time.
So how come you stayed away longer?
I just wanted to, and Dad was happy about it.
So nothing was wrong?
Oh, gosh, no. I had a brilliant time. Excuse me, I just need to bag this up.
And how's your dad?
Oh, he's fine. But Mum hasn't been so good.
Oh, what's wrong with her?
She had a dizzy spell again.
Oh, dear. And when was that?
Yesterday. She spent the whole day in bed.
Oh. So she was ill on the day you were due to come back.
Yes. And it was a good job I did come home. It meant I could look after her, the poor thing.
But she's all right now?
Yeah. The dizziness is like that. It sort of comes and goes.
So that's why she wasn't in the cafe yesterday.
Why? Did you go in?
Yeah, I had lunch there. And Connie served me.
Was everything all right? Were there any problems?
No. Connie's very efficient. No, everything was fine.
Oh, that's good. I'd hate to think that I should have been there to cover for Mum.
No, Amy. No, Connie seemed nice and relaxed and very happy. So they definitely didn't need you there.
Penny, sorry, can you change to a late lunch today, please?
Yeah, okay. Is there any reason why?
Oh, Tina's got to go to the dentist. Her mouth is all swollen up.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, okay. No, I'm happy to.
No, I mean it, Helen. We were fine. Millie and I worked brilliantly together, even though I say so myself.
But there were only two of you. Oh, Connie, you really should have phoned me.
I couldn't, could I? You were ill.
Well, I would have had to have come in, because you couldn't phone Amy, could you? Honestly, I thought you had Ruby with you.
Well, we didn't. And I mean it, Helen. There were no problems. So how is Amy?
Oh, she looks very well. And she's had a lovely time. Oh, and she bought me a beautiful jug from Latina.
Oh, that was kind of her. Where is it?
Well, it's not here. It's at home. It's far too nice to use here. And Connie, please, next time you need help, phone me.
Helen, how many times do I have to say it? Millie and I were fine. I told you, nothing went wrong. And if you don't believe me, ask her.
Ask Millie? I don't think I'll do that. So I suppose I should be saying well done then.
Well, aren't you pleased that two people can run the cafe?
Well, you know my thoughts on that, and that's why I want Amy to work here.
But I've just proved to you that we can cope without her. Surely that's good news.
See you later, Amy. I'm off.
Gosh, you're late.
Yeah, I know. I had to change to second lunch.
All right, I'll see you later. Now, who's next, please?
Penny, I was just coming to see you.
Were you?
Yeah. Look, have you got a minute?
Well, I was just going to lunch.
Oh, perfect. I'll treat you. Where would you like to go?
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I am. I'd like a pot of tea for one and a toasted tea cake.
Okay, I won't be a minute.
I hope today the service will be better than yesterday.
Oh, I didn't see you in here yesterday.
No, I didn't come in, but a friend of mine did. And she told me the service was dreadful. She had to wait ages for her food.
Oh, well, I don't see why she said that, because I wasn't aware of anyone having to wait.
Well, that's what she told me, so nice and prompt today, please.
Of course. I wouldn't dream of keeping you waiting.
Well, this is different. Never been in here before. Do you come here a lot?
No, not really. Just now and again. So, come on, tell me. How are things with you?
Yeah, things are good, thanks. Best thing that's happened, of course, is Connie's found a house. Well, two, actually.
Oh, God, I meant to phone her. So she has found somewhere.
Yeah. To be honest, it's not what we first had in mind. Well, we didn't plan to be so near to one another, but this is a small bungalow with a separate annex, with its own entrance at the bottom of the garden, and it's just perfect.
And where is it?
Cows.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I'm pleased with it.
And what about work? Have you found anything?
No, not yet. But I'm hopeful. I'm sure something will turn up.
Yes, I'm sure it will.
And you? How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Jim said you'd been on holiday.
Yeah, I went with Kathy to Barcelona and we had a great time.
Oh, very nice. Gosh, it must have been hot out there.
Yes, it was, very. But no, it was good.
Penny?
Yeah?
Look, I don't mind if you say no, but would you like to go out for dinner one night?
Oh.
Okay, no. Oh, I understand.
No, I want to. But as long as we go Dutch.
Oh, I see. Well, okay, yeah, well, if that's what you want.
Yes, I do, Mike. I didn't expect you to pay for this.
No, I know you didn't, but I wanted to. So, what about this Saturday? Are you happy with the King and Jester?
Tell you what, why don't we go to the Three Dogs for a change?
Yeah, okay.
Good. Right, well, we'd better eat up because I mustn't be late back.
Oh, they're strict about that.
Yeah, they are a bit.
All right, well, eat up. I don't want you to get into trouble.
You seem happy. Did you get a free lunch or something?
As a matter of fact, I did. I was whisked off my feet by a gorgeous man who insisted on buying me lunch.
Oh, very funny, Penny. Well, just to knock you back to reality, Debbie's looking for you.
I wasn't late back.
No, I know you weren't. I don't think it's anything like that. In fact, she seemed quite happy.
Oh, good. Well, that makes a nice change. Jim, Debbie wants to see me.
Not now, Penny. I'm with a customer.
But what shall I say to her?
Nothing, Penny. Keep out of it, okay. Oh, sorry, that'll be $12.99, please.
I'd like to pay now.
Oh, okay, that's £4.50, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
I must admit, it seems better today.
What does?
Well, a friend came in here yesterday and she said it was a complete disaster.
Oh, did she now? Well, I haven't heard of anyone complaining.
Well, I'm telling you, she said it was awful.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Oh, for goodness sake, look at these. They won't sell.
Oh, no, they're not very good, are they?
Feel that. The quality is dreadful and they're grey.
Well, I suppose for winter it's all right.
No, they're far too boring. I like the striped ones we had in summer.
Oh, I bought Michael a pair of those for his birthday.
Oh, talk of the devil.
Oh, hello, Michael. I was just saying about the socks I bought you.
Yes, and very nice they are too, thank you.
Well, these are. Look, they're rubbish.
Well, I didn't order those, so don't blame me. And no, Penny, I don't want a pair of those for Christmas.
Well, I wasn't going to get you any.
Penny, are we still going for drinks on Saturday? Oh, you hadn't forgotten, had you?
No, I haven't forgotten. But sorry, I can't do Saturday. Something's cropped up.
Well, Friday then. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, let's go somewhere different.
Where?
Well, I heard the Three Dogs is under new management. Shall we try there?
No. Let's do with the King and Jester. I like it there.
But I thought you might like a change.
No. Anyway, I've heard he gets very busy.
OK, let's leave it then. The King and Jester it is. I'll pick you up at 7. Is that OK?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
And I mean it, Penny.
You mean what?
I don't want those socks for Christmas, okay?
Oh, Penny, before you go, do you want to meet up for a drink later?
Tonight?
Yeah, is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Look, come over to my place for about 6, okay?
Yeah, okay. Shall I bring a bottle?
Oh, yeah, thanks, that'd be great. Okay, see you later.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, there's no problem. It'll just be nice to catch up, that's all. Bye. Well, aren't you Little Miss Popular?
Oh, to be honest, Cathy, I could do without tonight.
Well, you should have said so then.
I couldn't. And anyway, I want to hear what she's got to say about her being bullied.
And then you've got Michael on Friday and Mike on Saturday.
Cathy, I do know that.
It is going to get confusing, Penny, isn't it? Seeing one after the other.
Look, they're only friends.
Of course they are.
No, they are really. Oh, Cathy, what have I let myself in for?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.